10, 5,
wait, what?
3,
10.
2,
39!
Yeah, but the darkness gives me pumped up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the podcast where we sit in my garage and rock out. I'm your host, Levi, and this is episode 2.80. Ooh, 80. Wow, it's getting pretty old here. With me.
What's that?
Is that another Smirnoff Ice?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm proud of you. With me, one of my co-hosts, Gio.
Smirnoff Ice. Guaranteed to be icy and cold.
And with me, another host, a man who has never worn leather, Ryan.
That was All the Pretty Girls by the Darkness. Last week you said always wears leather?
That's a problem for your, last week, Levi.
Perfect.
Guys, it's Girl Scout cookie season.
Yeah, it is.
All right, and we need to have a little chit-chat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first off, my daughter's selling, so I expect you guys to purchase.
Got it. I bought some already from another Girl Scout.
Traitor.
Can I tell you what happened, though?
Are you fucking kidding me
right now? No, just chill out. It was an emergency.
Okay.
A Girl Scout cookie emergency?
It was like, I was going to a friend's house, and it was like, hey, bring something sweet. I was like, okay. And I was at the office kind of working late, and there was a girl who set up a booth outside of Barnes & Noble, and she was on the way in my car, so I grabbed a pack of Thin Mints. Mm-hmm. Huge hit at the party. So, but as I bought him, I said, you know what? That must mean Levi's daughter is getting ready to sell hers.
Yeah, baby.
So, I wouldn't, right I wouldn't choice, be Uncle Gio if I didn't buy my fair share of cookies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got to keep. You're in the front of the line right now of the Uncle War, and you got to keep that position.
I've held my iron throne for a while.
Yeah, you have. But it's all. It's see, always, when you hold, yeah, it's always being threatened.
The minute you take it for granted, yeah.
Listeners, in case you don't know, there's a large war amongst my friends to be the favorite uncle. And Gio has been, he's been the lead runner for probably 3-4 years now.
Yeah, something like that. It helped, I mean, that we worked together in Carwold every morning, like, for a while.
It did.
But anyways, favorite Girl Scout cookie.
I mean, that's
is...
not the question I asked.
What is your question?
I haven't even asked a question.
Well, ask your fucking question.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Oh my god! Trefoils.
Which ones are those?
They're literally just like the most boring cookie.
The most basic?
They come in the blue box and they're just like sugar vanilla cookies.
Dude, they're the... So...
They're so good.
Yeah, they are the Girl Scout cookie made to drink with like coffee
yes!
and tea.
Yes!
It's just a basic ass cookie.
Yeah.
It's a...
But it's so good.
Oh yeah, it's one of the best. For sure. Like,
okay. I mean, Thin Mints are in there and...
Thin Mints have just gotten so...
But it takes like 3 Thin Mints for me to feel like it tasted good. Does that make
sense?
Well,
here's what you got to do.
I got to eat 3 and then I feel like, there's enough taste in there for me to be like.
Take the sleeves out of the box.
Yeah.
Put the sleeves in your freezer and eat them tomorrow.
Everyone says that. I was just going to say, like, everybody thinks like this. They think they've invented fire.
Hold on. Is that how they were intended to be eaten?
Yeah.
By the Girl Scout patent?
You have that patent on your phone.
You have that patent,
buddy? Hang on, here's the
Why don't you whip that
picture.
On out?
That's how I grew up eating them. I didn't know that they came like not frozen. I thought they were always a frozen treat because whenever my dad
so you thought
bought
they
them,
were frozen treats?
Yeah, whenever my dad bought them, he automatically just put them in the freezer.
You ever wonder how that happened?
Probably an accident.
Like somebody accidentally, whoops! These drop these in my freezer,
or you left them out in the like maybe because that's I don't know maybe not just new, but you live somewhere it's warm, they kind of melt during the day, so you throw them in the freezer, forget they're in there. The next day you're like, oh, these are still good.
But like, how did that? Think about like how much that would take for that to catch on. Like it had to be so good that somebody accidentally
like
put
told
these...
every 20 people they saw.
Yeah, like you gotta try these things in the freezer, man.
Like right, like
or
Ryan's doing
genius
right now.
Sales
girl.
Or maybe that's just how they were intended.
She was like, oh, they're like, I don't really like Thin Mints. Well, have you tried them frozen? Like, that's such a salesy move. Like, kind of like presenting a new idea, and you haven't really tried them unless you've tried them this way.
Yeah, dude. Right? So that's like Young Geo.
I think it was a sales tactic, dude.
That's Young Geo selling Girl Scout cookies.
Tagalongs aren't good frozen, though.
What are tagalongs?
Those are the peanut butter ones?
Yeah. Those suck.
Yeah, what?
Okay.
Those suck. Those are the freaking runner-ups that got lucky they got picked.
Yeah. I hate that I agree because I love peanut butter and I love chocolate together.
They just suck.
How can they mess that up?
I don't know why. I don't even think Nutter Butters are good, though, to be fair.
Okay.
That's just peanut butter.
You know what?
It needs more.
Okay.
I know. Listen, I get it.
What if it was chocolate covered nutter?
Not a popular opinion. I get it.
Yeah, that's... You know how I try to claim, like, how if other people don't like things that I do like, that I'm not going to, like, jump all over them?
Yeah.
I almost just jumped all over you. And like,
for not liking Nutter Butters?
Yeah, like, I almost lost my shit. And I realized it, and I looked deep into myself, and I said, no, I need to be okay with you not liking Nutter Butters.
I just don't like the Tagalogs. I don't think... I can eat a peanut butter cookie. I can't eat a Tagalog.
My favorite are these bastards.
Oh, those guys are new. Now, Savannah Smiles?
Yeah.
No, those are good.
Yeah.
Talk about good with tea. I mean...
Oh, yeah. These are great with tea.
Yeah.
I don't want one. I just want to see one.
Okay. Well, you sure stuck your hand out like you want
one. I wanted to read the box.
Just eat it, Ryan.
I'm going to eat a Savannah Smile.
Yeah.
You better smile.
These are really good.
So, for those of you that have never had a Savannah Smile.
They're like lemon cookies with powdered sugar on them.
Yeah, it's like a delayed lemon, though, and now my tongue's just celebrating.
They're so good. Yeah, they're really good.
Got a lot going on with
Yeah, fuck thing. You, Tagalongs.
There's those new ones, too, the Toffee Crunch or something.
Ugh, they're... Okay.
They're like...
I don't like toffee, so...
Oh, I like toffee. So, but they're like extra price.
That's because they're gluten-free.
Is that really why?
Yes. Those are the gluten-free option.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. How about Samoas?
Samoas are a classic. I don't really like them.
Coconut, caramel, chocolate.
Yeah, I don't like coconut.
That's
so
two things I don't like. Is coconut and caramel.
I didn't like coconut. My wife loves those. Those, like, because I eat cookies faster than her, those will be the last ones left at the house, so I'll end up having some. Over the years, I like them now.
Okay.
Did they change shape, or are they still circles? Did they go triangles?
They are still circles.
Okay. I thought I saw something where they were triangles now.
Yeah, man. So trefoil as well. If I got to pick a box, trefoil.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I like just put them in and just let them hang out.
That's my number two. Number one is the Savannahs.
Oh, yeah. Savannah's
number two is the trefoils.
Okay, so number one. Okay, so that's your top three. Top three, what's your third?
It's probably the Thin Mints. Just
out
of this.
Just because.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty solid. Like, they're not great. They're just solid.
No, but I'll eat seven.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a sleeve the other night.
Oh, my God.
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't done that.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, it's rough.
Okay.
I didn't say
I was proud about it.
Trefoils, then Savannah Smiles, and then Thin Mints for me.
Yeah, I think I go Thin Mints, then now Savannah Smiles, and then I don't even know what my third would be.
Not Nutter Butters.
Okay.
Girl Scout version though. What is it called?
Okay.
Tagalongs.
Tagalong. It's not like a Nutter Butter because it has chocolate on it.
Oh, they do? Oh, you're right. Yeah, why aren't those good then?
I don't know.
I've avoided them for so long, I forgot what they're like, dude.
Yeah, no, I know. It makes no damn sense.
Levi, you've been married for 10 years.
I have, yeah. We're just coming off of my 10-year anniversary party. It was a blast.
It well, sure was.
From what I remember.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hit me with that advice, man. So you've been married for 10 years.
Yes.
I heard on another podcast recently, they were talking about this phrase that everyone uses when they're like, you know, you've been married for a long time. Tell me how you guys did it. So they were talking about when people say happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Agree, disagree, or is it not as simple as that?
It's not as simple as that. I don't like that. Actually, I hate that saying.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. So here, let me put my phone down for this one.
If you don't want to get into this, I get
no,
it.
No, I'll get it. No, it's good. It's good timing. You know, last episode we got serious and then got silly. We went silly and now we'll get a little serious. Give me my.
Just so you know, to queue up, we're ending this episode with "Get Silly," the song.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is a dangerous move for you to just trust Gio on some random song name.
Perfect.
Got it. Okay.
So it was really important to me when we got married that we're equal.
Sure.
You know, like. So I don't think happy wife, happy life is good because I think that that insinuates like I'm constantly trying to make sure she's happy.
Yeah.
And like I'm like the submissive role. So no.
So it goes to how you interpret that. How do you, when you hear the phrase happy wife, happy life, how do you interpret that?
I hear it's like I give my wife whatever she wants so that she stays out of my business.
Got it. I've heard it interpreted that way, and I think for the majority of the time, that is how it is interpreted. Uh-huh. Another way I've heard it interpreted is if you're constantly just making sure... it's similar but different, like, not necessarily, like, stay out of my way or give her whatever she wants. Just, like, if I'm constantly being a good partner, making sure that she's mm-hmm. happy, then you're always trying hard. Or keep dating your significant other. Yeah. That's what it
is. I think my problem with that phrase is the people I've known who've said it are yes. kind of like the sleazeball.
Yeah.
It's like if I don't do whatever my wife says whenever she wants, then she's going to make my life miserable.
Yes.
And like I'm of the mind that if my wife purposely makes my life miserable, I don't want to be married to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that it's got to go both ways. Like that phrase makes no sense because only one person can use it.
Right.
So
I believe in choosing my battles.
Okay.
And
this is – I need to – I'm taking notes right
yeah.
now.
So both, my wife and I we've both had lots of compromises throughout our marriage of things that we thought we cared about and had to back off on. So mm-hmm. if I can back off on something, I do. So I'm trying to think of, like table manners for our kids is one. I don't care if my kids burp or like don't use the fork and just eat with their hands. Like I genuinely don't care. My wife really cares. Like, she wants them to have, like, good table manners. So when she started kind of, like, enforcing some of these rules, I really wanted to fight her on this. But I don't really care that much. So I don't fight that battle. I wait.
Do you reinforce it? Or do you support it?
No. No. So her and I with the kids, we're one. Like, the one disagrees with the other, we're a unit. Mm-hmm. So we come up with what we're going to do, and that's what we do. So we've agreed. So I enforce table manners just like her, even mm-hmm. though I completely disagree with it.
Sure.
Right?
That's a whole parenting topic versus, like, a relationship topic.
But it's part of our relationship, right? It's like the unit mentality.
Yeah. Which is huge. That's big. I mean...
I don't bank these things, but I do this so that the time when I need to strike... And when I really actually want something...
Something means a lot to you.
Yeah, it's credible for me. And I'm still open with it. I've told... She knows that I disagree with what I'm... She, it's not like I go like, oh, yeah, you, sure, that's good. Like, I know I say, I don't agree with this, but I'm going to do it because it's not that big of a deal to me.
Okay, so you verbalize. You communicate, like, that to you it's not important, but you're choosing just to, like, go with mm-hmm. it, kind of, like...
Yeah, and she's the same with me. Like, I'm super intense with my kids when they do something bad.
Okay.
Like, I lose my shit.
Uh-huh.
Right? And she thinks I go over the top, but she's like, I think you're going over the top, but if it's, you know, if it's when the kids are doing something really bad, that's fine. Right? And so she's okay with it. So, I don't know what I'm getting at here.
We start with, compromises.
Yeah.
And making them, and it was about happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. I think another thing is, so my wife and I went to marriage counseling mm-hmm. Before we got married. This is one of the best things we ever did.
Do you still today use stuff you learned from that?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Like what, you made it your own or?
Kind of. So we went to this counselor and he gave us this like, he talked about how like when couples fight, generally the thing you're fighting about is not why you're mad.
Interesting.
There's an underlying thing going on, and that you need to figure out how to get to that. And the analogy he made is like if you go to a football game, and you're at a football game and you're watching this game, and that's what everybody's watching, that's what everybody's seeing. But behind the stadium, in the dark, there's like a secret football game going on, okay? And nobody sees it. And that's the game that matters.
Huh.
Okay? Now... And so he relates that to like, so I'm trying to think of an example. So if my wife comes in and tells me, you know, hey, stop playing video games right now. We get in a fight about playing video games.
Sure.
Right? And that's what the fight becomes about. When really what I'm upset about is that I feel like she's controlling me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be controlled by mm-hmm. another person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so that's the problem, is that I'm feeling controlled. It's not that she doesn't want me to play video games. Right?
Yeah.
And then her thing might be that she feels like I'm not spending time with her. right? It's not that I'm playing video games. She doesn't hate that I'm playing video games. Like, that's not the problem. The problem is that she's feeling like I'm, you know, not spending time
with
her.
That's interesting. It's so easy to get caught up in that first thing. Right. Like, and think
so, that's what it is. So he taught us this little trick on how to do this.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's the way it works is you say, when you do this thing, so I would say, when you come in here and tell me not to play video games, I feel. And so then I say what I'm feeling because of what she did, right? So yeah. It's like, I feel bossed around. I feel controlled. I feel belittled, right?
Yeah.
My thoughts are, so then you give your thoughts. And this is where you kind of get to say, like, my thoughts are that you want to control me and you think I'm your property or whatever, blah, blah. By the way, this is not a real fight.
Yeah. good to clarify that. Yeah.
And then I need. And then you say what I need. I need you to, when you come in here, approach me in a way and maybe say X, Y, or Z that's different, right?
Yeah.
And so this is like the robotic way to do this, right? And so this is what we would do early on in our marriage. But over time, I've gotten so good at it, like I can skip all the bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I can go straight to, like, hey, right now I've been feeling this way because of some things you've been doing. X, Y, Z. Hey, DJ Travi, we're having a deep talk right now. How you doing?
Good.
You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah. You look not well shaven.
Well, fuck it.
Yeah.
When you come in here like that,
yeah,
I feel like you're intruding on Mandarin Radio. I think... My thoughts are that maybe you could send us a text so we could be more excited when you show up, and I need that to happen. Was I close?
Okay, you were kind of close. Your format was correct. Your content was wrong.
Oh, well, I had to wing it. I'm really happy you're here. I wish I knew you were going to be here so I could celebrate better.
DJ Travi, do you have any advice for the listeners? This is marriage advice.
Levi's 10 years coming. It just happened.
Yeah.
So we're talking about marriage advice, what he's learned in his 10 years. And he was talking about some communication hacks. And we were digesting the topic of, oh, here we go. Happy wife, happy life. What are your thoughts?
That's some bullshit.
You gotta say more. That's the deal. Like, why is it bullshit to you?
Because it's bullshit.
Great. You said kinda, that.
So, to be fair, DJ Travi has been married for 0 years.
Yeah, to be fair. But why do you think that? Like, why do you think that's not a cool saying?
Because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
God. All right. Articulate in his ways, as always.
Uh-huh.
Man, a few words.
Because there's two people in a relationship.
Yes. Okay.
50-50.
There's no I in team. That's what I always say.
Yeah, but I've been trying to put the I back in team.
Got it.
T-I-M.
Team.
It's not working.
It's got to have the accent over the top.
Team. I'm going to go eat my burrito, but it's been fun.
All right. Later, guys.
It's been real. Well, that was a good segue.
Two.
Did you guys hear the story of the hiker just hiking along, gets attacked by a mountain lion, and then guess what this guy does?
What?
Puts his thumb up the mountain lion's butt.
Strangles it to death.
What?
What was that? Did you just shiver?
I just got a twitch, yeah.
Like,
that's some gnarly... I'm so thrown off right now. That was a rough segue.
Like, yeah, it was a rough segue, but that's okay. We're just gonna go with it.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Like, you've heard stories of people punching sharks in the face.
Is this a real thing? Like, this happened?
Yeah. Strangled the mountain.
How effed up was the guy?
Like, he had some cuts and stuff, but
not like critical condition. Like,
listen,
I barely can fight my cat. Yeah. Like, you see my arm?
Yeah, but you're not trying to kill your cat. You could kill your cat if you wanted to kill your cat.
Like.
It's one punt away from death.
Yeah, that's true.
How much action is this guy getting now?
Yeah, like...
I strangled a mountain lion.
Yeah.
It's not like he punched it in the face and ran away.
Or wrestled it to death, like snapped its neck, probably, or choked it out. Like, that's the only way I imagine.
Strangled it to death.
Can you imagine?
I mean, you do a lot of stuff that you can't imagine doing when you're under stress like that.
Ryan, just say yes or no. That's what we're going for.
No, here. I can't imagine, but... I've also never been in that situation.
Well, looks like we're going to need to change that.
Where's the mountain lion?
Get your perspective on this. Okay, I have one last thing I want to talk about before we close this show.
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
I'm toying around with playing Apex Legends.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's a new game. It's allegedly overtaking Fortnite.
It's a lot.
is huge right now. Mm-hmm.
Fortnite servers are, like, diminishing.
Yeah, and it's been... I mean, this thing's been out for, like...
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, maybe 2 weeks.
It's nuts. I played it today for the first time.
Okay, give me the, like... Hit me. What's the rundown?
It's got some more depth that Fortnite didn't have.
Uh-huh.
In the sense of, like, mods for weapons. So you can add, like, stabilizers and, like, scopes and stuff. But they're not earned or anything, which makes it kind of hard. You have to, like, learn what they look like in-game because you just pick them up. So you can mod your weapons and stuff throughout the match. It's way more team-oriented. It's way more important to stick with your team. And action is a lot more deadly, it feels like, you know? Action is, like, it's rough to get into combat. But it's fun. It's a lot more realistic. The building element's gone, but it does have that kind of Overwatch element where there's different classes.
Which is cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, a healer. There's, like, kind of a tank. There's, like, a guy who shoots, like, what are those called?
Zip lines.
The guy can make zip lines so you get around places. The girl who makes portals, like...
What's your go-to?
I just started, so if we're doing Overwatch comparison, I did, like, a Soldier 76. Just, like, a basic soldier person.
He's like, basic bitch.
Just so I could, like...
Just all-around solid fighter.
So, just so I could, like, kind of get the mechanics, because in every game, I grew up playing Call of Duty, so, like, that's always how I understand games the fastest.
Okay.
What intrigues me the most to play, though, later on, is probably... I like the idea of the healer. I think the healer seems cool, just because of how...
If you have a good healer, it's phenomenal.
Just like in Overwatch, like a good healer makes the team, right? And I like the idea of the Wraith one seems cool, but it's probably one of those that's like the teleporter is probably hard to do, like, and be good at it.
Can't find a good use for her.
Exactly. Yet. Like, the idea of the power seems cool. So those are the three that I want to play, but we'll see. The guy you played seems cool too, though.
Yeah, I played a lot with Mirage, and he can, like, send out decoys, like hologram decoys, and, like, get the focus off of you while you guys escape. But what's really tough is getting a good team composition, because you only have three people. Like, mm-hmm. It's not a four-man team.
Three teams of 20.
Yeah, and there's eight choices.
20 teams of three.
Yeah, 20 teams of three. So the eight characters, like, to build it without being in, like, a predetermined, you know, team. Like, if we got together, like, hey, what do you want to be? What do you want to be? Oh, I can complement it by doing this. Or, you know, vice versa. When you get in with strangers, it's just sort of like, well, I guess we're...
All three tanks, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out as we go.
But they're not really a tank. I guess there's, like, the wall guy. There's a guy just like Reinhardt or whatever who can put, like, shields down.
Gibraltar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a guy who does that, which is important if you're making pushes and stuff. It depends, like, if you play aggro or if you play, like, kind of, like, outskirts, which is kind of what we tended to do in Fortnite.
You're an aggro guy, though. You, like, want to get in there and...
Today we played and we were playing the outskirts and I was having a hard time sticking. But I also can stick with the team if we have to. Like, I didn't take the first shots. I hung out.
Okay.
We made it to, what, top four?
Top four.
Okay.
Yeah, he played really well. He got a kill in his first game and took me almost 10 games to get a kill.
It's nuts. But it's a cool game. The graphics are really good.
Yeah, I downloaded it and I played the...
Tutorial. Okay.
It seems pretty cool.
You've played... Maybe 3 minutes less than I have.
Okay.
I did one match.
All right. I am looking to... if I play with you guys, which I want to.
Yeah.
I'm looking... I think the medic was interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Which is very cool.
The German tracker.
What does he do?
He can, like, see through walls. And, like, he can see where the enemies are and stuff.
What's the samurai guy do?
That's Gibraltar.
That's the tank.
With
the
samurai?
Walls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But, like, I always play these games, and, like, I'm not a great shooter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not good at killing. So I think a support role would be better for me. Like, strategic. Like, where are the enemy at? Like, what moves are we going to be making?
Yeah.
So that's why that's the one that I kind of see myself playing as. Okay. Or the medic as support.
Yeah, you'd be a good medic or a good... what's the robot's name?
Robot.
Because the robot throws the zip lines, you can get us in and out of situations.
Got it.
Yeah. That's huge if you get a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in these games, it's all about, like, kind of planning out and talking and being able to communicate and stuff makes a huge role. I mean, when we played Fortnite, part of the reason we would do well, but the times we did do well, was because we would communicate and we had one person who was kind of, like, in charge, but all, like, not necessarily in charge where you're telling everyone what to do the whole time, but you... it's not so much everyone's voting on where to go. We're just following that person.
No, it's a captain. It's captain mentality. Yeah, it's a captain mentality. It's someone leads the group, and if everybody does what that person says...
Even if that captain's not very good, like, you'll still win.
Yeah, it's because you're all on the same page.
Yeah, and that's huge. So in this game, I imagine that being way more of a factor.
Yeah, and but they also made it easier to communicate with people who don't have mics.
Oh, yeah, there's this whole beacon system.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's cool. A team with a mic's always going to win. I don't care how good
the beacon is. Here's my worry, though, with this game.
Sure. Flash in the pan.
What?
Like a flash in the pan, just in and out, hot and gone.
No. It looks cool. I mean, I think it's cool. But I'm already playing WoW, okay? And I'm not going to be stopping that anytime soon.
Sure.
So that's a big chunk of my time.
Nerd.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anthem is coming.
Yeah.
And if Anthem comes out, that's going to trump this game for me.
Yeah, they're very similar, too, in the sense of the kind of the target audience is the same, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just Anthem is an RPG with, you know, you collect items, you keep them.
I had a blast playing Destiny with you guys. That was super fun.
Destiny was so much fun.
And that's why I think Anthem, it's just more my style. It's like World of Warcraft, right? Yeah. Like, these are kind of games I like. I like to collect items, I like to level up, and then get... you know, fight bosses to get better items, and like that's kind of what I like to do. And so, like, these quick fix battle royale games, they're fun, but because Anthem's coming, I just imagine myself playing Anthem in World of Warcraft.
Well, the good news is
it's hard for you to kind of want to try to learn this game, and
exactly
because you're like it's gonna go to the
it's like side. Fortnite's an easy quick fix because I know how to play it, but I haven't even played that in a long time.
It comes back so fast. I thought the same thing, but right. The map is way different.
Oh, I'm sure. But like Apex, like I'd have to learn Apex. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I just don't see me doing that.
I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 2 right now.
Oh, Kingdom Hearts is sick.
I'm going to play that on a road trip.
Oh, that's good.
You're going to need a couple road trips.
Can't wait. Well, that's a good way to get me started. That might be a good cabin game for me, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I'm playing, so Kingdom Hearts, and then I'm really into MTG Arena, Magic the Gathering.
I haven't played with you yet.
I've played so much, and so like I'm grinding that constructed grind right now, trying to go up. So that takes up most of my time. So when I do have time, it's like, well, do I want to get a couple matches of MTGA in, which is so easy to hop in and out of?
Right.
Versus like getting in the lobby. You can't leave once you start a match. And the matches generally take longer than a Magic match. So it's just kind of hard for me to justify, like you said, playing that game. The only reason I did today was I saw you were on and I figured I'd want to try it. Like, what someone could teach me more about it.
Yeah.
Because I remember Fortnite, there was no tutorial.
No, it was you're in, go.
Yeah, I remember, I think you playing, you were like, yeah, the learning curve's pretty steep. You just die.
All right, well, that's all we got tonight. So, Gio, why don't you take us home?
Hey, are you looking for another podcast? Go on, check out Shooting the Breeze, hosted by one of your co-hosts from the Man Room Radio Show, highlighting community members and local businesses in North County, San Diego. If you want to learn more about Man Room Radio, go to Man Room Radio. Check us out at Instagram, Facebook, all the places. And shoot us an email with a topic you want to hear discussed. Or just to say congrats to Levi on 10 years of marriage. All right, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
I'm feeling myself. I'm with the number one single. I'm feeling my wealth. Yeah. Now what you know about me, call me Mr. O-8, cause this year about me, and I'm rookie of the year, but I'm major in the league,
so
ha, you do it, haters
stay away
from me, you wanna see the chopper, when the boys get silly, and they ringing on your block, in your brains like chili,
my chain too silly, my watch too dumb, only rapper on my space with more friends than Tom, one for the money,
only rapper on my space with more friends than Tom.
Oh, that's a good one. That's good.
Yeah, you know, honestly, like, I'm all about it.
All right, guys. Bring it home, Ryan.